panel of federal judges has upheld a controversial map that redraws the lines of congressional districts in Texas. A federal court in Austin released the three-judge opinion yesterday, ruling that the map, forced through the Texas legislature last year by Republicans, does not violate the law. As a result, Republicans could gain half a dozen or more new House seats in November and solidify their control of Congress, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Republican state lawmakers, with plenty of help from House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, drew this new map with an eye on creating as many districts as possible with Republican voting majorities. Texas lawmakers rammed the map through the state legislature, weathering two walkouts by Democrats. Several groups sued the state over the new map, and in its ruling yesterday, the panel of federal judges came close to calling it abusive, even as it upheld its legality. The judges wrote, quote, "We know it is rough and tumble politics, and we are ever mindful that the judiciary must call the fouls without participating in the game," unquote. But in the end, the court did not blow the whistle.
What the court did, basically, was to repeal the Voting Rights Act.
Martin Frost is a Democratic congressman from Texas. 65% of the voters in his Dallas-Fort Worth district are minorities. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 was written to keep such concentrations of minority votes intact. The new Texas map splits Frost's district among five new districts.
The court said it's fine for a 65% minority district to be demolished as long as it's done in the name of partisan politics. That can't be the law.
The team of lawyers representing Democrats in the case say they will appeal the ruling and ask the U.S. Supreme Court to stay the implementation of the new map pending the appeal. But Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, a Republican appointee, said he doesn't think an appeal will do Democrats much good.
First of all, I believe that there is nothing that will impede the elections going forward using the new map. Second, I believe that if this case is appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court will affirm the decision by this three-judge panel, probably by not taking the case.
Meanwhile, the repercussions of the new map are already rippling through Washington. Congressman Tom Reynolds chairs the National Republican Congressional Committee, and he called the ruling a serious blow to Democrats.
I think it makes their already remote chances of taking back the House even slimmer. And I think as we're looking forward now to the upcoming election under this map, we expect to pick up several seats in Texas.
And Robert Matsui, chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, said he thinks some five seats are now in play that Democrats would otherwise count on holding. Still, Matsui said, the displaced incumbents who will run in all those new districts are veteran politicians, some with 25 years in Congress under their belts.
Each one of these candidates have the capacity to raise money, and they know how to run campaigns in competitive seats. And so I feel we're going to do okay. It's unfortunate, though, that the plan and the Republicans have disenfranchised 3.6 million minority voters.
Joining in the reaction yesterday were the League of United Latin American Citizens and other Black and Hispanic voter groups, some of which said they would also appeal. As for the Democrats whose districts will shift, they have about a week to decide whether they'll run in a new district. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.